Hello, hello, hello. Going to give it just a little while to let people know that I am live. If you are joining me, let me know down below. Say hello. Let me know what you're sipping on today. In my mug, I have coffee. Because although I could sleep before the full moon, now that the full moon has gone and we are in this waning gibbous, no sleep for Karina. Dana, that's no problem. Genevieve, hello. So yeah, if you can only join for a little bit, or if you actually like just can't join at all, like you're just kind of popping in, don't worry. That's why we have the sign up, right? So that you can get the replay right to your inbox, as well as some really juicy tips and tricks to help you along your journey. This is the conversation part. The stuff that's coming into your inbox is the stuff to really help you integrate this experience for yourself. All right. I see quite a few people popping on. Hello. Hi. Make sure that you're letting me know that you're watching down below, granting StreamYard permission to use your name. If that's not something that you'd like to do, I get it. I understand. But it'll say YouTube user or Facebook user. So make sure that you're adding your name to the comment as well if you're not granting StreamYard permission. All right, everyone, sit and sip a while. I'm Karina, and welcome back to the Witches Inn. If you are new here, hi, hello, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me for Understanding Your Shadows. And if you are a seasoned veteran witch here at the Witches Inn, thank you so much for your continued support. It means literally the world to me. Because of your continued support, I get to do exactly what I love, stepping further into my shadows and embracing the joy of life. So just some quick things, because I know a lot of you are new here. A lot of you found me because of this seven-day workshop, this seven-day webinar. So I'm going to let you know a little bit about me, and then I'm going to tell you what to expect from today's live and the seven-day journey that we are on. So I opened the Witches Inn almost 2 years ago. We are celebrating, leading up to November 1st, my official launch date of the Witches Inn. Previous to that, I was running a holistic business called Karina Osborne Reiki Practitioner, and I decided that that wasn't really all-encompassing of what I was doing and how I wanted to grow as not just a person, but also as a business. My skills were much more than just Reiki and any energy work. I was also finding that energy, that form of energy work was really starting to become toxic positivity in a way. And I was like, yeah, that just does not jive with me. That's not something that I really like. So over the last 2 years, I actually kind of took a step back from Reiki, and I've been focusing more on tarot and witchcraft and mentoring people through their shadows, through witchcraft, through really stepping into a place of power and sovereignty for themselves. Now, in the last couple months, me and Reiki have reconciled, to say the least. And I realized that it's not Reiki that's toxic and toxic positivity. What is some of the practitioners that practice it. Now, Genevieve is here and she's an amazing Reiki practitioner who teaches and really embraces all aspects of life. So that's a little tiny, eeny, beady morsel about me and how I came to be here at the Witch's Inn. So what can you expect from these next 7 days? First and foremost, you are going to get a live every single day from now until the 30th. Okay. I'm going to be live at 11 a.m. either on Facebook or on YouTube. This is your chance to ask questions from the day previous, as well as to just ask and interact while we're here together. Second, if you do not like people selling you things while they are offering you free goods and services, this is not the place for you. I will be talking about Awaken the Witch Within, a 5-week course that's really going to help you integrate this experience going forward that starts November 12th. Now, of course, because you're here, because you're signed up to Understanding Your Shadows, you're going to get a really nice gift, a thank you for being here. Plus, you're going to get all this free stuff, right? So if you do not like people selling while they are offering you free things, this is not the place for you. Also, if you are thinking that shadow work is going to be about how you can really stick it to the other person or the situations in your life, this is not the place for you, okay? This is a place where we are really going to get to know ourselves, as well as the shadows that we birth and allow to come forward in our life. Hello, love. Please, again, if you are on Facebook, I will need you to grant StreamYard permission. And if not, then see how it says Facebook user. I'm not going to be able, I would love to know who you are. I'd love to say actually hi to you. Genevieve, you are very welcome. All right. Finally, what to expect? Drop expectations. Drop expectations of self, as well as drop expectations of what you're hoping to get out of this, right? A lot of times when we go into situations, healing situations, work situations, we get so caught up in the what is, right? What's going to be, we actually miss out on what's happening. How we can actually absorb. So what I'm going to let you know is take what resonates and leave the rest. Healing is all about this growth journey. We don't need to absorb it all. We don't need to have it all figured out and all done right now. What we do need to do is just take and allow our soul to listen and be like, that's what really stuck out to me today. And I'm going to go with that. So Krista says that they are drinking dandy tea with pumpkin spice. Krista, you have granted StreamYard, so I appreciate the comment, letting me know that it's you. But yeah, you granted StreamYard, so you don't need to do that if you don't want to. So thank you. All right, let me take another sip of my coffee. And let's get into it. Who's excited? Who's ready for this? I have to say that, like, I do think I self-sabotaged a little bit last night. I had a really good week. And so I had a glass of red wine that turned into 2 glasses. And I was like, yeah, this isn't going to be good. But I'm here. We're here. All right. Kyra says, woo. Facebook user says me. Rochelle says me. Genevieve says me. Jesse, good morning. And Jesse and Genevieve. Jesse runs Lotus Grow and Genevieve is part of that community. So check them out. Okay, guys. All right. as well as Kyra Clark. She is an amazing, amazing kind of like beginning brick and mortar. I believe it's Witch Mother. Check her out as well. All right, let's get into it. Red Wine Solo Dance Party here. Yeah, that was Jesse. That was me last night in my kitchen for sure. and you know what? It helped because it allowed me to kind of get those jitters out for today. Something that happens when we're really embracing our shadows, and of course, we're going to talk about this throughout the 7 days, is that you can get nervous. It becomes uncomfortable, right? And I was seeing that last night, and I'm not saying that like substances are a way to calm that, but when you know your limits and you're like, okay, I'm going to like have a little, you know, it's good. Okay. All right. My Gemini rising is coming out. So we are in day one of understanding your shadows. I see 13 people watching, and that speaks to my heart because it's the number of the witch. So thank you for the 13 viewers that are here. Dana. Yes. All right. And Facebook user, this is Bonnie. I don't know how to get StreamYard permission. No problem. Very quickly. And then literally I will get into it, guys. If you scrolled through my description, at the bottom of the description, you will see that it says, please grant StreamYard permission. You can click that. If not, when you're commenting, just let me know who it is. So good morning, Bonnie. And Dana, thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, this energy has been wild. Okay, shadow work. What is it? Shadow work is the foundation in which we were taught, okay? It is the root chakra. It is our root system that grounds us down into our everyday life. It is the reason why we either react or respond to situations. And this week, we're going to be taking a look at how this resonates within our magical or witchcraft practices. Now, in saying this, of course, you're going to be able to take this work and integrate it over into your regular life. Why? Because that's what I've done. Witchcraft and working within my shadows has absolutely 100% created a ripple effect out from my practice and into my regular life, allowing me moments to see where I used to react and where I'm now responding, as well as within the moments that I am reacting, noticing was this a needed reaction, right? Have I told this person? Have I stated my boundaries several times? And unfortunately, it continued to fall on deaf ears. And so I kind of had to, I'm a Scorpio, right? I kind of had to bring that tail out and be like, listen, right? Or am I not going to give my energy there anymore? And I'm going to pull away and allow myself to be the villain in my own story, right? Not someone else's story, my own story. So this week, what we're going to do is we're not going to start at the root. We're actually going to start at the crown, okay? Each week, each day, we're going to talk about a different chakra system. Again, me and Reiki, we're buddies again, right? So we're going to start with here, our crown, right? Sorry, I keep forgetting I have a mic, and that's probably very annoying. All right. How do you know you need to do shadow work? How does it come up? You continue to see the same cycles and patterns repeating in your life. You are seeing yourself as more of a victim or a martyr, perhaps even a villain in your own story, that wicked witch type of energy. As well, you might be experiencing extreme doubt in your life. Give me one second, guys. I thought I had tissues. I do not. All right. And how does shadow work show up? How do you know you need to do shadow work, right? I mean, yeah, we might be seeing repeated cycles. We might feel for ourselves like, wow, I've really had a lot of trauma. I've really had a lot of situations that were completely out of my control. I wasn't able, I might have made some choices. However, some things are brought to us, right? Some things we really don't have any control over. But we find our energy constantly being taken away. So we might feel resentment. If you feel resentment in your life, this is a big opportunity for you to do shadow work. If you are finding your anger as something that is negative in your life, right? Maybe you're very quick to anger and it's taking over. It's a suffocating emotion instead of a leading emotion, okay? Disappointment, right? We started off by saying drop expectations. Disappointment in others and disappointment in self, right? This then leads to anger and this can lead to resentment as well. Untrustworthiness, not from other people, but from yourself. If you don't feel like you are reliable within your own energy, this is a big indicator that yes, you need shadow work, especially within your practice. If you find yourself disliking yourself, you might be in the thick of shadow work, but it also lets you know that it's time to step into shadow work a little bit more. If you are having trouble taking accountability and responsibility for the situations that might not have happened before, but how you are reacting or responding to them now, you might need to do shadow work. If you find certain aspects of your personality too taboo, you might need to do shadow work. As well, if you are having trouble balancing your cycles, right? You might need to do shadow work. And if you're feeling a little bit called out right now, that's okay. That is part of it. That is your body. That is your essence saying, yeah, this is resonating and it's stirring. It's stirring some of those demons. It's stirring some of that villain energy up within myself. And so I know that I need to do shadow work. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. He says, LMAO called out. Yes. I mean, I get it. It happens, right? And I think that when we're doing shadow work, when we're really like, okay, like I'm ready. Like I'm ready to know thyself. I'm ready to be like, when someone tells me something about myself, good or bad, I can look in and give an honest answer. Like, yeah, that is me, or no, that's not me. So a little bit of, again, going back to that backstory of how me and Reiki are friends again within my practice of witchcraft. As a Scorpio, I was constantly, we all have zodiac traits that are less desirable than others. So as a Scorpio, what we often hear is they are overtly sexual. They are mean, right? We have that Scorpio tail that whips out. And they oftentimes are swimming in the depths of emotion. Which can be cumbersome to some people. Bunny, I need to do shadow work. You know what? Like, hallelujah. To be honest, like setting this up, and I was talking to someone last night about this 7-day journey, and I was like, I just keep going into it. Like it doesn't stop. Like, I keep stepping further and further into it. And I'm really, it's like this mirror, right? Shadow work is a mirror that goes like, so this is you. Do you like this? And if not, that's okay. We're going to show it compassion. But we're also going to take steps to change that, Okay. So yeah, I totally get it. Like, I think we all need shadow work in our lives. Sometimes we take a break from it, and sometimes we're just kind of dealt like a little spoonful of it every day where it's manageable. So part of this Scorpio trait for myself, right? Growing up, I was labeled by other people consistently, you know, the S word, slut. I dated a lot, even though I had a pretty steady boyfriend during high school. Our relationship was quite up and down. So in between, I would date other people. In my 20s, in between my more serious relationships, I played the field. Definitely. I let my partners know, hey, you aren't the only one. I will be seeing other people. If this grows into something else, cool. I'm willing to, you know, be with you. But for the time being, that's not what's on my agenda. When I would stand in my assertiveness, right? When I would tell people like, no, that's not how it's going to be. Because essentially you're in my energy. And essentially you're in my house, or, you know, asking, you know, me to overextend myself. And that's not something I want to do. I was labeled the B word, right? You know, it rhymes with witch. I was called mean. When I repeatedly would tell people my boundaries, they would tell me that I was being too much. As well, Scorpios, I mean, and this is a little bit of my Taurus, as well as my Gemini rising, I'm a very excitable person. I love life. I really love it. I think it's because I've been surrounded by death literally my entire life. The majority of people I know haven't made it to the age 35 that have passed on. The others that were older didn't make it to the age of 65. So life to me is extremely precious. And within this last year, I've really been embracing like, no. Like if tomorrow is the last day, how do I want to spend today? How are my needs being met today? Can I eat? Are my bills paid? And, you know, am I going towards something that like feels good to me? People would tell me I'm over ambitious. I'm over assertive with what I wanted to get and grasp out of life. And you know what? Sometimes it's true. And when it's coming from my inner circle, I listen, right? Now, what happened I would say the last couple years is that taboo-ness, that sensuality that Scorpios are known for, as well as that assertiveness that Scorpios are known for, I started to doubt myself. I started to really kind of, I want to express it as like a body movement. I came into my being and I started to shut these aspects off to myself as well as to others. Now, of course, there were some life circumstances that happened that I needed to conserve my energy. I wasn't able to fully live life out loud. And that's okay. However, now that I kind of have this chance to really step in and embrace it, this last year of I am has been all about embracing that villain chapter, stepping into my boundaries, which are shadow work. And we're going to talk about that, I believe, in day 3. We're going to talk about boundaries and how to assert them and how it does make us feel uncomfortable. It does make us feel like that villain in our own stories, not just someone else's story, but our stories. Do I like me? Right? That's what shadow, like if you take nothing else from today or these 7 weeks, what I want you to know is that shadow work is looking in a mirror and going, do I like me? Do I like how I showed up in that situation with that person in that place or with that thing or with myself? Meeting it with compassion instead of judgment, right? And we're going to talk about judgment versus discernment, I believe day four in shadow work, and going, yeah, you know what? That was warranted. And now I know that I either need to set a bigger boundary within that person, or you know what? I was out of line and I was just having a bad day. And that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. And so I'm going to have to tuck my tail between my legs and go back and apologize sincerely and make sure that when I'm showing up with this person, place, or thing, that I'm being mindful of how I'm showing up and what I'm bringing to them. Because more often than not, people who are getting this kind of shadowy, less desirable sense of self are people that we trust and love, right? We hurt the people we love and know the most. Why? Because we know that they're going to tolerate it. We know that we can continue to show up that way. So if we want to forge really strong relationships, not just with self, but with others, then we need to make sure that we are showing up in our most authentic self for ourselves. Hello, Mackenzie. Auntie Karina loves you. I am going to let mommy know that this 7 days might be a little bit a lot for a youngster. However, I know that you and her have really good communication, so I'm going to leave that up to your discernment, okay? So how's everyone doing? How's everyone feeling? I know that this is a lot of information. What are you looking forward to the most out of these next, 6 days together? Perfect. Well, hello, Mackenzie. I'm so glad that you're here. My biggest fan. Wait a couple minutes to let people comment how they're doing, how this is showing up for them, how this is landing for them. Nikki says that they are rebalancing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you see kind of more of how some traits, you know, even just looking at your zodiac sign, right? I mean, we all know our zodiac sign and we all know those toxic traits or those seemingly toxic traits that come from it. How maybe embracing those, stepping into those might actually be the way to create and manifest a dream life, right? So Genevieve says, I'm looking forward to learning more about setting boundaries. Yeah, it's going to be a big one. And like I said, we're starting with the crown because I didn't want to go right into that root. I didn't want to go right into, that end goal, like where we are. Because I do think that healing and shadow work is a process. It's an onion. There are things that I thought that I have dealt with that continue to come up for self. And so it's really important that when we're doing shadow work, we start at the surface and then we slowly start to make our way down into that root system. So Bonnie says, trying to find my authentic self without a mask. Yeah, I can understand that 100%. This year of my villain chapter has been all about finding that authentic self and being okay with unmasking. I do have to say that the panty has really, really helped me within this because I haven't had to mask. I've been at home, right? So my most authentic self truly has come out and it's allowed me to really focus on these shadows and bring them out. So Nikki says, and refocusing. So balance and refocusing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big cycle. Megan, I believe this is Megan, says balancing my light and dark and boundaries. And that's just it, right? Like there's nothing wrong with living in the light. I don't want people to think that I have like a big heart on for light workers because I don't. But we need to understand our shadows in order to really live in the light. So yeah, Nikki says that they are feeling a lot of self-doubt. I think that when we feel a lot of self-doubt, it's kind of the universe telling us, honey, you have so much intuition, and that can bring forward fear, right? What is shadow work? It's fear, fear of the unknown. I'm very, very comfortable where I am now, even if I don't like it. Even if I don't like it, I am comfortable because this is known. I know that if I show up this way, it's going to this is what's going to happen. And, you know, it's a really big story. And if we start to try and step out of that, it creates self-doubt. Maybe because of past conditioning, maybe just because we haven't really learned how to trust ourselves, because society, especially if we are socialized females or we live, I'm going to say fringe very loosely, but we live on the fringe of society, things that society doesn't deem as normal, it can cause a lot of self-doubt for sure. And Jesse says, ready to step into all of me, hold myself accountable and show up authentically. I love that. I can't wait to see how that all shows up for you. All right. This is beautiful. So today, check your inboxes, your journal prompt, the main journal prompt. We are observing. That's all we're doing today, right? We're dropping expectations. You might want to look into your zodiac sign and see some of those shadowy traits. You can Google that. And be like, yeah, that resonates with me. That's definitely a shadow side of self that, like, I have been denying myself. I haven't been willing to step up and step into that, that version of me, because society, right? If it's on Google, society views it as toxic or, a less desirable trait of self. So the story, right? What is the story that you tell yourself when it comes to certain people, certain places, certain goals or dreams or manifestations that you have? What is the story? That's it. That's all we're doing today. What is the story? How did it show up for you? How is it showing up for you? And then the second is, are you ready to play the villain in your own story? Are you ready to get uncomfortable in knowing that embracing your shadow might mean that certain people, places, things, and desires fall away, right? And it's letting them go with, again, that love, that compassion, but it's also saying that doesn't serve me anymore. And I know that was a tactic for survival, and now I'm ready to thrive. I'm ready to thrive in my magic. I'm ready to bring what I am trying to manifest in my life into reality, and I know that how I do that is by becoming more authentic to my needs, to my wants, and I become accountable to how that's happening. I become conscious, very conscious of what that means. So if I want to run an environmental business, that means that I'm going to have to take steps in becoming uncomfortable in the way that I show up environmentally, right? If I, and also becoming okay with, you know what, I feel that I've sacrificed or I've given up enough over there. Right now, I don't feel comfortable letting that part of me go. I want it to stick around. If you're friends with me on Facebook, and some of you are here, you know, you'll know that, like, my husband and I are finally deciding to go down to a one car household. This is something I've been suggesting for over a year. It just doesn't make logical sense anymore, for money as well as for the environment. Two cars was and is just a convenience, a time convenience. It means that we don't have to coordinate schedules so much, right? We can kind of live a little bit more separately and free. Well, yesterday we decided to really start embracing a one-car household taking the steps to sell or scrap the other car, whatever that looks like. And a huge part of my shadow showed up. I don't like sharing. The car that we're keeping is my car. I bought it brand new. I paid it off through blood, sweat, and tears. And it makes me extremely uncomfortable to know that someone who I know is a good driver is going to be driving it in times when I'm not in the car. And so I need to explore that more. I need to kind of go into that story. What does that mean? What does this car actually hold for me? Not playing out the emotions, sitting in with them, allowing that uncomfortable feeling to come forward and go, all right, what am I comfortable with? What's the level of uncomfortability? I don't even know if that's a word, but that I'm comfortable with stepping into. So that's what I want you to do here. And if you are in the Witch's Corner, I'd love you to share your experience. How has day one showed up for you? How is it feeling, right? What is the story that you tell yourself? In the email that you get, I'm going to be offering some crystals to help you along your journey, as well as if you noticed yesterday, I had a Spotify playlist. I might be pulling songs out of that to kind of help you with integrating your journey, as well as different tips and tricks with regards to tarot and divination tools, and of course, journaling, because shadow work is, it's essentially journaling. All right. And like I said, now we're going to talk about awakening the witch within. So if you already know, you know what? This is something that I want to do in a group. I don't want to do it on my own. I want to take the experience that we are having here, and I am ready to really hold myself accountable, not just to self, but within a group, not in a group that's going to judge you, not in a group that's going to try and fix you, in a group that's just going to see you as you are showing up right now, today, along your journey, and celebrate you no matter what. You went off on someone today. Good for you. How did that feel? Right? What do you want to do with that? Are you proud? Are you happy with that? Good. Did that person, need a little bit of that Scorpio tail? Awesome. Cool. That is what we're going to do with Awaken the Witch Within. We are going to move as a group through shadow work as well. I'm going to have a partner, Stephanie. She's an amazing yoga instructor, where we're going to be able to actually move into and feel into our body. Where does that sit? Where does that show up? What chakra system is that coming forward for? When I was experiencing a large amount of grief in my life, it showed up in my armpits. I wasn't able, it might sound weird, but like that's where grief stored for me. Okay. So I had to make sure that I was massaging and taking time to care and allow that energy to move. And so through movement, through shared experiences, through celebration, through not fixing each other, and through food. I'm going to ask you, it's virtual, but I'm going to ask you to bring a snack for the end so that we can all ground and kind of share in that community of and relationship that comes when we share food. That's all things that we're going to be doing with Awaken the Witch Within. All right. So I'm going to have a sign up in your email and a very awesome, amazing discount code that is only available if you are receiving emails. Okay. So does anyone have any questions before I head off today? Let me know below, questions, comments, anything at all. If there's anything that you would really, really like covered, please reach out to me either on Instagram, private message, email. I will let you know if I am covering it, and if not, if it will be covered in Awaken the Witch Within. All right. Well, I think everyone's just kind of like sitting with the energy that is right now. Kyra, you are welcome. I am so glad that day one was super helpful for you. It's a general overview of what shadow work is. Today, observe. Just observe the story. What is the story that you're telling yourself? Bonnie, you are so welcome. All right, everyone. I will see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Genevieve, I hope you have a great rest of your day as well. Thank you all so much for joining me, and have a really great weekend. Bye.